вікні свіча, мигочіла кривді за плеча, тріпотіла до правди летіла. Там, де рідний край, де Україну голоду нагай, шмагав до згину не день, не годину. Вогником свіча повівала мати дитинча, сповивала пісні, гомоніла про гірку біду, чужу орду, криваво чолу подай скам'яніла. На вікні свіча догасала мати дитинча, колисала не в колисці, ні, не в колисці, але у труні. Мертві по гробах, їх мільйони по німих церквах, стогнуть дзвони, хто ж то в Україні, Боже, нині того.
Popular Ukrainian singer Oksana Bilozir and a recording released in 2008 commemorating the Holodomor, the genocide famine of 1932-33, and that song was called Svichka, which means candle.
Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопередачу «Наш голос» радіо українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам англійською мовою, як звичайно, з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. З вами Павліна Макварі, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you from Vancouver Island on the west coast of Canada, courtesy PCJ Radio. I'm your host, Paulette Demchuk-Macquarie, по-українське Павліна, and I'm delighted to have you with me, whether you're tuning in on AM, FM, or shortwave radio, on your mobile phone, streaming, time-shifting via podcast, however you found us, a very, very warm welcome to you, Vitayu. We have a great program lined up for you. We have Ukrainian Jewish heritage, a book review, our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And this program, we're going to be focusing on three anniversaries, very sad anniversaries. We have the 82nd anniversary of the Holodomor, the famine genocide of 1932-33, which is observed around the world now on November 28th. As well, we have the second anniversary of the Euromaidan and the conflict which is currently going on in Ukraine. As well, the 11th anniversary of the Orange Revolution, which you could say perhaps started it all. So we have some very heartrending music for you on today's program. Coming up next, Mariana Juice from Germany and the Ukrainian version of Alleluia. It's called Euromaidan, Alleluia.
Thank you. Хатині тихі чарівні, мати дитятко колише, тихесенько співає алелуя. Хай Господь тебе хоронить, красу і мудрість обдарить усім нам на потіху. Прийняли правди Божії і в вірі знайшли силу. Алелуя! З Христом, з мечем ішли у бій і захищали народ свій, віддали все з любов'ю. Рід, вмираючи, шептали алелуя. На засланях з тюрем луна, одна молитва мого дня, верни нам Україну. Алелуя, алелуя, алелуя.
Нема куди тікати, і їй, напевно, не поможуть навіть танки і гармати. Моя маленька незалежність. Вона втрачає сили, у неї зводить крила. Вона мужа на дах, але та покіношному красива. Моя субтильна незалежність. А ти лежиш, віддавши всю себе, злітаєш до небес зі мною на небес.
земною надійною сестрою, та взяла і зрадила мене, Бог познайомивши з тобою. Сама сховалась у любові. І от я тут без тями, і немає з нами, ти випила усю своїми жадними губами. Мою маленьку незалежність. І тут лежиш, віддавши всю себе, злітаєш до небес зі мною на небе.
And that was Okean Elzev from Ukraine with Nezalezhnyist. Up next is another adaptation of a North American classic. It is composed by Pete Seeger back during, I believe, the Depression era, and I don't imagine he probably could have imagined a remake like this one coming up. It was recorded in Philadelphia at a performance produced in September 2012. The musical artists are from Kirovohrad, and the arrangement and words were created through a commission by Voloshky Ukrainian Dance Ensemble. Here is that song now. It's called Pray for Ukraine, We Shall Overcome.
Hey, we shall overcome. We shall.
tell me if it's true. Land of plenty, what did they do to you? Land of plenty, they stripped your wheat fields bare. Land of plenty, as if you were not there. Land of plenty, they stripped your wheat fields bare. Land of plenty, as if you were not there. Land of plenty, your people lived off you. But it started in 1932. Land of plenty, your people you could feed. But that year you were robbed for foreign greed. Land of plenty, your people you could feed. But that year you were robbed for foreign greed. Land of plenty, your people could not eat. Satan's soldiers collected all your wheat in the name of an ideology that was written to give equality. In the name of an ideology that was written to give equality. Land of plenty refused the right to give, and Ukraine was refused the right to live. Land of plenty, as if you were not there. Land of plenty, the harvests of despair. Land of plenty, as if you were not there. Land of plenty, the harvests of despair. Land of plenty, 2 years with empty hands, and the world still refused to understand that your nation just wanted to be free. Land of plenty of 1933. Yes, your nation just wanted to be free. Land of plenty of 1933.
Ukrainian-Irish songwriter from London, England, Stepan Pasichnik, also known as Ludwig, and his original composition, 1933.
Я був повстанцем в козацькій борні, славного Богдана в визвольній війні. Навіть на страту з мужністю йшов. Я був повстанцем, за свободу лив кров. Я був сотником у Залізняка, гайдамацьких загонах хартувалась рука. Крізь огнисту броні йшли до бою ми знов. Я був повстанцем, за правду лив кров. Я був чорним вороном, подібним до тіні. У холодного яру останні години, хто ворогу здався, кого страх поборов. Прийде повстанець і пролє вашу кров. Я був лісовим братом на Волині, до
кінця опирався червоній лавині. Від безсилої люті скажені в людолов.
Я повстанець 20 лютого на Майдані. Проти снайперів, перкоту та поліцаїв. Так добре напалм на броні запалав. Я повстав, за свободу свою кров проливав. Я повстанцем залишуся аж до загину. Не прогнати мене із своєї країни. Щоб зрадницький виплід у пекло зійшов. Я воюю на сході, кипить моя кров. Так, я повстанець, кипить моя кров. Я повстав за свободу, тече моя кров.
Early bird weekend passes for Canada's National Ukrainian Festival are now available for only $80. CNUF 2016, July 29th to 31st, Dauphin, Manitoba. Call 1-877-474-2683 or visit cnuf.ca.
Ви слухайте радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам англійською мовою з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you on the PCJ Radio Network from Vancouver Island in beautiful British Columbia, Canada.
Слава героям!
Слава героям!
Ах, не таби! Чи диви гор, чи дунья падара, чамаху тамак шенгу шиву телегаме, мадара.
Пудин хуйло, на-ла-ла-ли-на, ла-ла-ла, ла-ла-ла-ли-ла, ла-ла-ла. На ла ла ни на ли ла, пути хуйло.
Лай на лай лай да ла ла, пути хуйло. Лай на лай лай да ла ла, пути хуйло. Лай на лай лай да ла ла.
Слава Україні! Слава героям!
Що працює на народ, хліб не краде, не привласнює завод. Рівноправство для жінок в суспільному житті. Вони матері дітей, без них немає сім'ї. Сім'ям житло, щоб у них все було. Щоб народжувати дітей і дитятко росло. Медицинська допомога незалежно від грошей. Повноцінне лікування і для бідних людей. Бабусям, дідусям, які все побудували. Пенсії попіднімати, щоб не голодували. Щоб не стидно було вийти погулять. Вдіти гарний костюм та гуцулку станцювати. Вільний доступ до ресурсів незалежно від зв'язків. Незалежно хто ти є і від статусу батьків. Вільний розвиток людей без державного пресу. Тільки так ми досягнемо прогресу. Ми поставим кінець. Я закуть свободи всіх, хто зі мною молодець. Хто візьме хабаря, в космос полетить. В нас корупції не буде, тут таким нема де жить. Суботекс, алкоголь, метадон, нікотин. Кожний день пожирають дітей України. Я за овощі після спорту для всіх. Ча-ча-ча для старих і кунг-фу для малих. 600 тисяч українців помирає кожен рік. А іще половина емігрує. Може Україна не дожити цей вік. Крім нас, українців, ніхто неньку не врятує. Тисячу років ми воювали за нашу свободу. І що ми дістали? Грошей народу не було і немає. Він з голоду тихо здихає.
Popular artist Artisto and Revolution. Never in my life did I think I would see a revolution or be involved even in the small way that I am as an observer in a revolution. I've done two already in the last decade, as of course, no doubt have many of you, especially if you've been with Nash Holos for the past 10 plus years. We're going to go back in time to the Orange Revolution, and here is the anthem of that revolution, Razum Nas Bahato, by Green Jolly.
Next, a look at Ukraine's rich Jewish heritage, then and now.
brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative, based in Toronto, Ontario.
Welcome to Ukrainian Jewish Heritage on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Andriy Holovaty in Toronto. Propaganda, a loaded term that today has become so cliched that its original definition is lost in a sea of moral equivalence. Once propaganda was merely a word describing the dissemination of ideas, information, or rumor for the purpose of helping or injuring an institution, a cause, or a person. Today, unfortunately, the distinction between helping and harming has become all but irrelevant. So what's the difference between selling shampoo and what Putin is doing? A PhD candidate at Cambridge University, one of the world's top universities, asked this question during a guest lecture by Peter Pomerantsev, a British TV producer and expert on Russian propaganda. The question rendered him virtually speechless. Pomerantsev shared this story last June at the Conference on Propaganda and Genocide organized by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter. He was one of several world experts whose presentations revealed how propaganda techniques used to commit mass murder and genocide are universal and change only superficially due to technology, time, and societal circumstance. The scholars examined the imagery and messaging used by the Soviets and the Nazis. They also drew clear parallels to what is happening today. Professor Lyudmila Hrinevich is one of the first Ukrainian scholars to study the Holodomor, the Soviet-engineered famine of 1932 and 1933, in which millions of Ukrainian peasants were deliberately starved to death. She illustrated how the Soviet regime was preparing the psychological foundation for the Holodomor long before it happened. When a mass propaganda campaign is created, the purpose is to legitimize a crime, she said. The first step is to define and identify the enemy. The next is the application of labels and categorization to cause division, the idea of us versus them. The goal is to demonize and dehumanize these people via images and imagery of dangerous predators or vermin that need to be exterminated. Once maltreating and murdering fellow citizens becomes justifiable and acceptable to enough people, the regime can easily enlist their help to carry out the final stages of extermination. Dr. Andrea Graziosi is an Italian scholar who stumbled upon diplomatic records of the Holodomor and has since become a world-renowned expert on the Holodomor and genocide. He made the surprising observation that aggressive propaganda techniques were not actually intended for mass audiences. As Dr. Hrinevich pointed out in her presentation, most people could see through it immediately. Rather, Graziosi said, it was aimed at zealous activists prepared to believe anything that would justify committing crimes against humanity in order to further their political goals. The Nazis employed a similar process as the Soviets to demonize and dehumanize Jews using the new and sophisticated tools of mass media. Depicting Jews as animals or insects, even poisonous mushrooms, made it easier mentally to consider exterminating human beings. This strategy, however, while effective in Germany and elsewhere in Western Europe, proved problematic in Eastern Europe. The Nazis did not have enough manpower in Eastern Europe, so they needed to recruit locals. According to Russian Jewish scholar Kirill Feffelman, since the Nazis knew nothing about the people or the history of the area, their Western strategy depicting Jews as evil capitalists and bankers didn't work. Eventually, they switched to portraying Jews as communists, which did. Leading Holocaust scholar Wendy Loewer described how Goebbels' propaganda converted people in Ukraine through various dissemination channels that infiltrated all aspects of life. Today, not much has changed in the dissemination of harmful propaganda other than new technology to ramp up the messaging. While Ukrainians battle the Russian invasion of their sovereign territory, Kremlin propaganda depicts Ukrainians as rats, weeds, aggressors. And recently, it recycled an old canard from the 1980s, calling the Holodomor a hoax. Jews are not spared from modern-day Russian propaganda, which both maligns and victimizes them. Jews are depicted both as victims of Ukrainian anti-Semitism and as aggressors collaborating with Ukrainians, fighting for independence from Russia. Even more troubling, quite recently the Jewish community in Canada was shocked by a newsletter published in Toronto containing vicious, Nazi-like, anti-Semitic messages. Peter Pomerantsev, who authored a book on modern Russian propaganda entitled Nothing is True and Everything is Possible, calls for a more sophisticated understanding of propaganda to help us recognize and appreciate the vast difference in scope between propaganda intended to sell products and propaganda intended to mass murder human beings. This has been Ukrainian Jewish Heritage on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Andriy Holovaty in Toronto. Until next time, shalom.
Ukrainian Jewish Heritage is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative based in Toronto, Ontario. To find out more, visit them at ukrainianjewishencounter.org and follow them on Facebook and Twitter. For transcripts and audio files of this and earlier broadcasts of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, please visit the Nash Holos website, www.nashholos.com.
Passes for Canada's National Ukrainian Festival are now available for only $80. CNUF 2016, July 29th to 31st, Dauphin, Manitoba. Call 1-877-474-2683 or visit cnuf.ca.
You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Welcome to Knizhka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik. Ukrainian stories in English.
In this edition of Knizhka Corner, we will be discussing Death of a Nightingale, a Danish mystery about corruption in modern-day Ukraine. Death of a Nightingale, the third Nina Borg mystery by the Danish writing team of Lene Kreber-Boll and Agneta Friis, explores the life of Natasha Doroshenko and her daughter Rina. Their story provides a springboard to explore not only corruption in modern-day Ukraine, but also the history of Stalinist terror during the Holodomor. The opening chapter of the novel tells readers, in Stalin land, Stalin decides what is true and what is a lie. As the novel begins, 26-year-old Natasha Doroshenko has been accused of the attempted murder of her abusive Danish fiancé. Without warning, she is taken to the Copenhagen police station from her prison cell for interrogation. She originally fled Ukraine after the mysterious death of her journalist husband, once she realized that her life was in danger because of what she knew about powerful, corrupt Ukrainians. When she sees police officials from Ukraine outside the Danish police station, she knows that she must flee or face certain death. While she is on the loose, her Danish fiancé is murdered in a horrific fashion. Terrified, Natasha tries to get her daughter Rina before the corrupt Ukrainian officials do. Meanwhile, Rina, who suffers from chronic asthma, is being cared for by neurotic Nina Borg, a Danish Red Cross nurse who works with immigrants in legal limbo. Borg's obsession with helping the vulnerable has jeopardized her personal life, leading to her divorce. She suffers from a compulsion to save the ones no one else wanted to bother with. Her involvement with Natasha and Rina leads readers on a wild ride, which reveals a sinister and violent trail of corruption in Ukrainian society, business, and government. Running parallel to the story of Natasha is the story of Oksana and Olga, two sisters living in Ukraine in 1934. Their narrative provides the roots of the central mystery of the novel. They experienced the horrific Holodomor created by Stalin's collectivization policies. Their family is destroyed, not just by hunger, but also by an unbelievable betrayal. Oksana becomes the nightingale when she chooses to sing for the communist authorities. Readers will be shocked by the portrayal of historical events in Ukraine and the final clever twist which connects Olga and Oksana to the present-day heroine, Natasha Doroshenko. The strength of this novel is its exploration of both modern-day and Stalinist Ukrainian society through a Danish lens. The novel reveals the poverty and desperation of modern-day Ukrainian refugees, as well as the corruption and oppression they are trying to escape in Ukraine. This elaborately plotted and fast-paced mystery alternates between a murder mystery in modern-day Denmark and a historical mystery from the time of Stalin's Holodomor. Both stories revolve around an incredible abuse of power by the ruling class. Scandinavian crime fiction traditionally has a heavy dose of social conscience. Death of a Nightingale focuses on the powerless newcomers to Denmark. There is also a strong feminist theme running through this novel. Natasha is a desperate single mother who is the victim of both physical abuse as well as psychological terror when her past comes back to destroy what is left of her family. The novel's storyline is very complex. Natasha's story unfolds slowly in the midst of numerous secondary characters. Both Nina Borg and Natasha Doroshenko are strong, interesting, but not necessarily likable characters. They have major psychological issues arising from their complicated histories. Running parallel to the modern-day mystery is the shocking story of Oksana and Olga in Stalinist Ukraine. The two stories seem unrelated, but come together at the end of the novel. It is well worth the wait. Death of a Nightingale may be a complex novel, but it is both thrilling and shocking at the same time. Readers will be sure to seek out the first two novels in the Nina Borg series after reading this novel. In 2007, Lene Kaberbøl was a widely published Danish writer of children's books. While Agnete Friis was making a living as a journalist, they first met to discuss collaborating on a children's book. Since 2008, the two writers have written three mystery novels together, The Boy in a Suitcase, Invisible Murder, and Death of a Nightingale, which was named one of the top 10 mysteries for fall 2013 by Publishers Weekly. Death of a Nightingale is available in both hardcover and ebook versions at Chapters and Amazon.
Thanks, Myra. Join us again soon for another edition of Knyzhka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.
Над Майданом висять чорні хмари і зітходимо. Безстрашні серця стоять до кінця і голови ложать за Україну. Споглядає, герої України не вмирають, герої України не вмирають. У мирний час загинути за нас, віддати найдорожче. Споглядає, герої України не вмирають, герої України не вмирають. Світе, подивись, ми зуміли, як колись, свою правду, свою волю. Захистити цього зло, ми сини дочки, горді прадідів своїх, і пишаються нами теж вони. Не вберегли своїх синів, так гірко плачуть матері. Всі вони до раю, не вберегли своїх синів, так гірко плачуть матері, небесна сотня з неба споглядає, герої України не вмирають, герої України.
Kristina Vulchak with Heroi Nevmerajuch, Heroes Never Die. For the very best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio in Vancouver, Saturdays at 6 p.m. Pacific Time on AM 1320 CHMB. Live in Nanaimo, Wednesdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific Time on CHLY 101.7 FM. And elsewhere in the world, right here on the PCJ Radio Network on AM, FM, and shortwave radio. In between broadcasts, you can find us online at www.nashholos.com, where you can get podcast links to all three editions of the show. As well, make sure to follow Nash Holos on Twitter, and please like our Facebook page and do follow our blog. And this particular podcast you can find on the Nash Holos page at pcjmedia.com. Nežami vžeskinčila našu programu poranem proštatistje na štjeldin teždin bo vže často domov izkazate do pobačenja. Ale pred tem ja hoću izalešiti vas takim slovami mudrostia. Tak u svijeti bivaje, što narod iz narodu koristaje. And our proverb of the week translates as, this is a world in which one nation takes advantage of another. Well, our time is about up, so to take us to the end of our program, we have from Dryden, Ontario, The Sounds of the Steppes and Unthinkable Fear. I'm Paula Demchuk-McQuarrie, Pokaninskaya Pavlina. On behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio, thanks so much for listening. Until next time, do pobaczenia.